Tavlini Bati Shalom on page 127. Ki kol ha'inyan she'sheker achen ve'eved ha'yofi hu michshol gadol. Because this whole matter of sheker achen, right? The falsehood of grace. The hevel ha'yofi, the emptiness of beauty, hu michshol gadol. It's a big stumble. Ve'lachen kol echad Hashem chananon tov b'vina v'da'at. And therefore, each one that Hashem gave him some intelligence, some das, עליו להתפלל ולבקש רחמי השם מה? Wisdom זה לא חוכמה בין הדעת he asked David and asked mercy from Hashem she's even after he's married yeah? he should have a woman a wife which is יראת שמיים is what makes her beautiful and not the way she looks לכן אותו של קדושה the grace into a image of קדושה אשת חיל צדיקה ונאה במעשה הטובים שביה true אשת חיל she righteous and pretty in her deeds that's the main אשת חיל אוי לו לזה שהמחפש ובקש להציג את חייתו לפני כל מיני אנשים שיראו את יופיה בכל מיני קומות right אוי לו the person who tries to show his wife how pretty she is. They go to the wedding. Oh, it's my wife. You know how beautiful. Look how she dressed. Shem Yerachem. Hen she simcha vehen b'chol makom shulchim yachad. Wherever they go, a person, people, they machshir the rabbim. They make the rabbim stumble over her. Right? Like it says, kol kvuda bat melech pnima. Right? There is the honor of a woman. But Bat Melech, right, is inside, when she's inside, not when she's roaming around in the streets. That's not her honor. Everyone knows, even in the Goyish world, they know this. Right? Even in the Goyish world, they know this. What's a good woman? She didn't sleep with the whole classroom. Abed Kacha. Everyone knows this. I have a friend, he's a Shadchan. I don't know if he's still, he was many years ago. He told me that once a bachur came, here is a shatchan, yeah, I'm looking for a shidduch. Okay, come to my house on a meeting. He says to the guy, what do you want? He says, I want to be a good woman. But one thing very important, she has to be the hottest looking girl on the block. So my friend told him, see the door? Get out. You're not ready to get married yet. That's what you're looking for? Get out.
You're so blunt.
What?
So funny.
Did you offer him Prozac?
Adam shezel yachasa lo rayato. A person that's his relationship with his wife, how beautiful she is. Yachas shel sheker v'chen v'hevel ha'yofi. This kind of kesher he had with his wife. Nevid atzmo lidei kina. He causes himself. He brings himself to jealousy. The gorem kikulim donim b'shalom bayit. And it causes a lot of problems in Shalom Bayis. Kmo she'shamanu al mikreh, I heard of this incident of this family of very very rich people. Ha'isha sabla mamash umlala ma'kinah shel bala. The woman was she suffered. She was miserable from the jealousy of her husband. She yatzah migeder hagayon. This jealousy was beyond normal. Shelo haya marshe la daber afilu b'nei mishpachta. He didn't even let her even talk with her family. She couldn't even be a normal mother. She couldn't go anywhere because he didn't let her. No, you can't go there. And then he comes to her and claims, oh, why you look at him? You saw he looked at you? Why this? Why that? He made her nuts. He was living with this kind of thoughts and imaginations. And he's going crazy. This all comes from what people are running after gashmiut, physically, right? And external things and not pnimius. And from what they make people stumble, right? And they cause jealousy in the world, they cause anger in the world. I know this guy. I heard the story of this guy. He heard of this couple, I think in Be'er Sheva or something. the husband used to come all the time, and he come to him, and he's always complaining, my wife wants me on a mini skirt, my wife wants me on a tanua, and everyone looking at her, Every time he used to go to Rebbe Shem, he used to go to them to say hello and everything. So one day, he knocks on the door, and the woman answers. He didn't look at her, he watched Shomer Adayim. And she starts complaining, my husband, he went with this one, and he went, why is betraying? So he closes her eyes, his eyes closed, and he says, you know why? You know how he dressed? I know how he dressed with miniskirt. She was all shy. How does he know? He with his eyes closed. I know, you see, I know. That's what I was telling you. Right? Of course, you cause other husbands to betray that they're looking at you. So you, your husband also will go off with a different woman. You caused it. You start dressed normally, Forget about normal, try getting dressed. You'll have shalom bayis. Your husband will want only you. Ashoa shel hakol, what have I doing? The root of all this, the source, is all this type of new. Shubaweret kina psula velo Torah, which arises false jealousy, not a pure jealousy. These husbands, they themselves are full of these thoughts of going with this woman and that woman and bad thoughts and everything. And that's why they're their wife. And also they're afraid that their wife is this and that. But she's innocent. She has no idea. She's not a man. She doesn't think these things. The husband, which has all kinds of his thoughts in his mind, that's why he thinks that his wife is also. Therefore, they're sure that that's what everyone has in his head. Therefore, everyone has to yearn to grace of kedusha, grace of purity, of holiness. This grace that comes from the Shechina dwelling. They'll merit that the name Yud Kei, right? Letter Yud, letter Hey, will be between them. Yeah, I look at Rav Arush, I think he's the most beautiful person on earth. Gosh, I think he's so beautiful. What does that mean? Well, he's a pretty man. He's a regular man. But he radiates chen. He radiates that. Look at him. He radiates chen and kedusha. He radiates it. It's just who he is. Because of kedusha. ובוודאי כל יהודי יש לו בטבעו הרוחני כל מה שנצרח לו להידבק בקדושה ובטהרה. And of course, every Jew has in his spiritual nature, he has all he needs in order to cleave to the holiness, to cleave to purity. וכל שצריך הוא רק להתעורר ולדבק ברצונות הנכונים, להיות דבוק באשר יתברך, בתורתו ובצדם צדיקה. All that person needs to arouse himself. To cleave himself with the right desires, to cleave to Hashem, to the Torah, the mitzvahs, and to the tzaddikim. And the only way a person can do that, to arise himself, right, is only if he has a bullet. Because he doesn't have a bullet, he just lives life. So fine, so he goes to yeshiva and he hears shirim and he goes and he does that. And he learns the chavrusa and he hears the shalom on Shabbos and this and that. But if you don't have a bullet, it's all beautiful and nice. It all stays in the head. Nothing comes to action. When a person starts doing bulletproof, he starts waking up, he starts seeing where he's standing, he starts seeing where he wants to be in life, and he starts happening. Only three bulletproof. Without bulletproof, it's mamash. It's like I said all the time, it's like someone, my uncle learned how to fly a plane. So he told me before they learned how to learn a plane, but many hours they do on the computer.
Simulator.
It doesn't mean they know how to fly a plane. Many hours doing this thing. And then many hours with the guide on the with the
instructor
on the plane. Many hours, 50 hours at least. Right? And then they let you go alone. Before that, they don't even. Right? So it doesn't mean if a person goes to shir and he hears all hours and he doesn't even bulletproof. It's like learning the guy learning on the computer without going to the airplane.
Never learn. Costly
He'll
testing.
Never learn.
Same thing with bulletproof.
Okay, mamash. Therefore, if someone thinks he's getting something without doing Ibadot, he's getting. He's getting a lot of knowledge, but it's practically he's getting nothing. For practical. Once he picks it up, picks up the Ibadot. So that's when you start growing. That's when you start growing.
Like lectures in pre-med as to seeing working in a clinic and as a surgery.
You know, they do also surgery on the computer. All these things they do.
According to this, the case of the sota is saying the husband is mechuyev because of what she did.
For sure, he's mechuyev.
So why did they get a bracha afterwards?
Who gets a bracha? The woman gets a bracha.
Right.
Did he tell me
that?
What?
From her husband.
From her husband?
Yeah.
From her husband.
Maybe
slap in the face. Meaning he also has a child with her.
So.
So what did he do?
And
he caused
her
to go
ahead
and
well,
found his own. She knows that he's got a head like a tank turner turret. Or a radar.
So המחשבות המשוטטות. שמירת העיניים זה דבר ששייך לכל אדם. Guarding the eyes is something that is relevant to every man. Every man. From age 13 until he's 6 feet under. Every man. כי כל אדם שלא שומר את עיניו הוא נעשה שיקור מריבוי חיופי המחשבות שלו. So a person doesn't guard the eyes, he becomes like a drunk man. From the changes of thoughts that are changing all the time in his head. If he must negate it now, according to what it comes to in front of his eyes, that's he goes crazy. That's what it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says that a person becomes crazy from what he sees. Pasuk, explicit pasuk says, you become crazy from the things that you see with your eyes. That's what the pasuk says. אשר תראה, the UOC, המילה אשר מתפרשת בהרבה מקומות במשמעות כי. אשר could also mean because. Because you see. שמעתי ממורי ורבי רב לוי יצחק בנדר זצ"ל, I heard from my rabbi רב לוי יצחק בנדר זצ"ל. He was after 1989. שאם היו ממשיכים את כל ריבוי וביטול המחשבות שיש לאדם רגיל מהשורה, כולם, היו כולם רואים שאדם זה משוגע. And if they would have taken the thoughts of a regular man in the street and explicitly that and write it out, right? Everyone will say he's nuts. He's crazy, this guy. Just write, a regular person, take his thoughts and write them out. Everyone would have said he's crazy. How much crazy? שרואים, they חושב על הדבר הזה, they חושב על הדבר אחר, he's thinking about this, then he jumps to a different thought. And then he's like, yeah, and he runs from this thing and that thing, and then and they contradict each other and all kinds of things. Just that he doesn't take it out of his mouth, so no one knows. And in the head, I like that. כאמור, האדם זה המחשבה, as we learned before, a man is his thoughts. ואם היינו ממשיכים את המחשבות למציאות מוחשית, if you would, right, if you would have made it sensible that everyone could see a person's thoughts, היינו ממשיכים זאת לאדם, ממחישים זאת לאדם שרץ מכל למקום בטירוף, בלי שיטה עצמית כחוסדית. Would have, it's like a man running from one direction to another direction without any control. By the way, I know a kid. He takes Ritalin. Ritalin, you say? It's like for you can't focus.
For hyperactivity.
So
worst thing in the world.
So
Respirdal is worse.
So they told me his teacher. One of his teachers told me that they went to Tio. So they didn't give him the Ritalin. Tio, let out energy. He said he looked from the side. He thought he's crazy, this kid. He's running from side to side. Stop! He's running around like crazy. Like a maniac. That's our thoughts. לראות דבר כזה זה פשוט לבכות מחלות. To see such a thing, a person is running around from direction one to the other. It's just the cry for mercy on this person. אם היו ממשיכים את זה, הם מבינים מה קורה עם האדם כשאין לו שמירת עיניים בגוד להשם. If they would have made it that a person could see someone's thoughts, then we understand what that means for the person. Not doesn't close their eyes and he's not doesn't have to make us to Hashem. באמת השיגעון האמיתי הוא מה שאדם מתנתק מהשם. The true craziness, right, is what a person does not, he disconnects himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. שכל הזמן שהוא הולך עם עיניים פתוחות, as long as he goes with open eyes, אין לו קשר עם השם, שזה הדבר הכי גרוע, he has no connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the worst thing. כל אדם צריך שתהיה לו שאיפת חיים, שלא לשכוח את השם אפילו שנייה אחת. Everyone has to have an ambition for life, something they want for life. Not to forget Hashem for one moment. I want this. I want not to forget Hashem. Never. Never. Not when I'm talking with people, not when I'm eating, not when I'm learning, not when I'm davening. Always to remember Hashem. Ba'ashad Dov HaKadosh says in the Pasuk, Ashrei Adam lo yachshav Hashem lo avon v'seiti v'kalei. Praiseworthy is the man which doesn't think Hashem lo avon. What does that mean? The pshat is, Asher Adam Shein Avonot, praise with you, the man doesn't have sins, and then Hashem doesn't see within him any sin. But Baal Shem Tov said, Asher Adam, praise with you is the man that he thinks, when he doesn't think of Hashem, it's considered for him a sin. That's praise with you, this kind of man. Now, when he doesn't think of Hashem, then he feels like it's a sin. כמו שידוע שרבי יצחק, בסן המבלטה לברסלב, he's buried in צפת. You know? Right in the שולחן ערוך. רבי יצחק, he's the son of המבלטה לברסלב.
Buried
in צפת? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right by the שולחן ערוך, by פרופסור קארו.
By the right side?
Yeah. If he's looking at the ציון, yeah, right. A little below. By the... You can see, it says there. It's a big cave, they built it up. He used to write to his father letters, Zakot, Kublanot, oh, what kind of life do I have? I have nothing in my life. I don't serve Hashem. I don't do that. And his father used to write it back. We have all the Alim et Rufa. It's a book of letters that Rabbi Nathan wrote to his son. Chizu, don't worry. As long as you still have even something small, you wash your hands in the morning.
We read those in the afternoon.
The letters?
Great stuff, yeah.
Try it. We have an hour. We'd rather do it at least 1 hour a day. It looks like Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Adam, had the worst falls, the worst things. The truth is, Rabbi Yitzchak was such a holy man that even if 1 second he forgot of Hashem,
he felt guilty.
He felt like he's wasting his whole life. Why is he even in this world? Why? What kind of life in the darkness? He needs to call and cry to his father to give him strength. About it, and Rabbi Natan gave him always encouragement. Don't fall. Don't worry. Hashem will help you at the end. They always be pleased. So that was Buti Shalom.